بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel. Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this program, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance Field. This meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Hosseini on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. Having authority is not in conflict with being polite. Authority is not in conflict with kindness. You heard how this gentleman spoke about a young man who took part in a sedition. He then went to prison, was pardoned, and came out of prison. Rahiyan-e Noor, which is religious caravans that travel to the former battlefields of the Iran-Iraq War to narrate the events of that time for the younger generation, started their trips and he joined a group. Not for the sake of seeing the battlefields, but to go sightseeing. He decided he would just go to walk around. When he went there, the narrator describing the events of the Sacred Defense spoke of a few words and the young man started crying and sobbing loudly. He cried saying that what I did in the sedition was dishonorable. Having authority is not in conflict with being soft-spoken. You can sometimes achieve more and better things when you are soft-spoken. Of course, some places require you to act differently. Every place has its own requirements. The armed forces should value, respect, and give importance to their work. They should be proud of what they do. People should also appreciate them.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
All of us should know that as long as we work, move, and speak for the cause of Allah, He will help us. This is God's promise. We read in the Holy Quran, Surah 47, Ayah 7, "If you help Allah, He will help you." Or, for example, in Surah 22, Ayah 40, we read, "Allah will surely help those who help Him." If your intention is helping God, Almighty God will definitely help you. At times you understand and recognize how we are being helped, but sometimes we don't. We see that we are being aided and we see that our work is progressing smoothly. That is God's help. Let's make our intentions for God. Making our intentions for God does not mean that whatever we want to do something, for example, we need to say out loud that we are doing it for the sake of God's pleasure. No, when you show mercy to people, this means your intention is for God. When you seek to serve your country, this means your intention is for God. When you want to create a work of art that guides a few people, this means your intention is for God. When we do something with the intention of pleasing God, Almighty God will help us. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you all.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. Guide me.